Continuation of the other recording. Continue.
So they'll start sending you letters around fourth grade to participate in a program called Prep for Prep.
Last time you stared at me.
Then you have the option to join Prep for Prep.
Or
Prep 9. I chose to join Prep 9 after they sent a letter to my house. You go, you take, you know, various exams, interviews, and then they let you know if you get in or not.
How long did the process take?
For getting in?
Yeah.
About a couple months, almost, yeah. Not too long.
And where was the program located?
It's New York-based, so yeah.
What was and the application process was like that? So, like, what did the program entail? Like, what did they tell you, like, at least in the letters, like, what, was it more explained, like, when you saw the letters, did you, like, know what you were going to get into?
So, when I looked at the letters, I threw them straight away. Like, I wasn't about going to boarding school or anything like that. It was more like, I live in New York, I'm going to go to school in New York, and then we'll see where college takes me. It wasn't until they sent a video to my house that I decided to watch the video, and then showed me what boarding school was about. And it kind of looked like a movie, like it looked like Harry Potter type stuff. So it was interesting, and so I decided to try out for the program.
Was it a big commitment?
It was the biggest commitment of my life. Like, to this day, I haven't done anything harder, I think. It was crazy.
What do they teach you inside outside the classroom?
I think, other than obviously taking classes, it taught me how to work hard and manage my time. I think I spent, like, 24/7 I was doing work when I was part of that program. So anything after that was a lot easier.
And it was, like, did you also have, like, Saturday classes and shit? Or, like, weekend classes, like, summer commitment, anything like that?
So the way it works is your 7th grade summer, you go to class 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then 8th grade, you go to school on Saturday 9 to 5, on top of, like, what you're doing in your actual school. And then 8th grade summer, you also go to school 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
What were the demographics of the kids?
All Black and Hispanic. And then there was like one or two Asian kids.
How about the teachers and the counselors? Did you have counselors or just teachers?
There were some counselors, but for the most part, most of the teachers were white. They were good professors though. Like, they were all understanding. You could tell they wanted to help.
What was the goal of the program, as to your knowledge, like?
I think the end goal of the program is to take a bunch of students of color, low-income backgrounds, and put them in the most elite institutions that they possibly could, whether it be through high school or college. Because at the end of the day, like, that's their ultimate goal. That's what's going to make the program bigger. That's what's going to make the program money. That's what's going to get donors in. So I think that's the ultimate goal.
And if it weren't for the program, do you think you'd be here?
No. I wouldn't be the person who I am today without that program. Because it doesn't only affect, like, your school. It affects, like, everything else. There you go, internships or life decisions, stuff like that.
I recently got put onto this book. It's like, Upward Mobility at What Cost? And it talks about how not only are, like, you know, at least, like, when it comes to, like, any program or just anything you do, when it comes to, like, upward mobility, like, you know, like, the price, or at least, like, the result always has to be, like, oh, you have to leave, you know, either the resulting area or, like, you have to go to a different school, or you just have to completely leave, you know, the, like, the neighborhood and shit.
Right.
So it's, like, you know, people lose their connection to friends, their connection to their identity, sense of self, and it's, like, you lose the connection to, like, love and, like, the things that, like, made you who you are.
Yeah.
And so could you speak more on, like if that happened to you? Like,
absolutely. Especially when I got to boarding school, because it was so different from my middle school experience. Because in my middle school...
Where did you go to middle school?
Where did I go to middle school? It was called MS-54. It's at 108 in Amsterdam. And it was not majority white students. Mm-hmm. It was a preppy. No one really had a lot of money there. Then when I went to high school, I went to boarding school.
Where did you go to boarding school?
It was called the TAP school in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the 1%. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the demographic. And it was just such a huge culture shock. And immediately, I know a lot of students felt this way, like me, you want to assimilate. So you do everything you can to assimilate. You forget who you are, where you come from, and you just change into this person that you're not. And that happened to me. until maybe like 11th grade, where I figured out who I want to be. But it's crazy. It's a crazy experience because you start, like, it ranges from clothing to the way you speak to like what you Sperry's, like. Oh my gosh, Sperry's, khakis,
Patagonia,
your vines, yo, like
DV game,
fucking like short shorts. It's crazy. It's crazy.
What did prep, like, for prep, like, speak about that at all? Like, while you were, like, transitioning, or, like, did they, like before, like, while you were looking at the high schools and shit, or just, like, you know, that 8th grade summer, or, like, just that 8th grade year, when you're, like, oh, I want to look at the TAF school or whatever, like, did they talk about, like, the changes, or at least, like, the socioeconomic status, the class?
Well, I think they talked about culture shock. That was going to be different, but they didn't talk about, like, to the extent where you're going to feel the need to assimilate. Like, there's an extremity that you experience when you're there that I don't think they did a good job of touching on. Maybe they changed the program now, but it was overwhelming for sure.
Because I remember Nick, you know Nick? Nick Boyce?
Yeah.
He did, like, prep for prep, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, he went to Poly Prep, you know, and he talked about how, like, at least, like, they had, like, kind of like a society class or something like that, like, that explained to them, like, all right, you know, like, you know, when you're going to this school, it's gonna be like hyper wealthy, hyper white, like,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. They didn't have that at all when you were there?
Not that I can remember.
So when were you in, like, prep, like, what years?
So prep 9 is 7th to 9th grade, and prep for prep is like 5th to 7th grade. So prep for prep is a little bit younger.
Yeah, but like what years? Like 2000 what? Like,
I mean, it'd be like when I was like 11 to 13.
So 2000, like 12 to
2010 to 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got into high school 2013, graduated 2017.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Damn. What would it have helped you better make this transition from, like, you know, middle school to, like, wait, did you already feel different, like, in middle school because of prep for prep, like, kind of, like, going through the program, or no?
I did, but, like, different in what sense?
Like, for me, like, one thing that, like, my summers and shit, at least, like, the way that my program was structured.
Yeah.
It was 5th through 8th, and then the summer after 5th grade, like, I had to stop playing baseball because, like,
yeah,
we would go to the University of Scranton for 3 weeks, and then go to this other, we went to Regis for 3 weeks, too, and then throughout Saturdays every year, it was, like, I had to go, like, 9 to 5 and shit,
yeah,
and so the kids that were my best friends were the kids in my middle school, were the kids in prep, like, the kids in the program,
right,
and so I mostly aligned myself with, like, the kids that went to the program versus the kids that went to my middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I was picking for high school, it was like, I was like, I'm not looking at any of the middle school, any of the high schools that y'all are going to, you know, like, the All Hallows, the Cardinal Hayes, or whatever like that. Like, I was, you know, thinking way beyond that and shit. So I don't say I felt disconnected, but, like, I definitely felt that, like, yeah, like, I'm not going to talk to these people, like, after the middle school type shit.
It's crazy that you say that because that was, like, the main thing in my life that I gave up, like, baseball. Like, that's what I did my whole life.
Yes.
And then as soon as I joined my program, it stopped.
Yep.
Like, I just didn't have time for it anymore. And I had a lot of friends in baseball that I really, like, messed with. And I had some friends in middle school that I messed with. But once I joined that program, like, those are my main friends, the people in the program. And like you said, when I was applying to high schools, I was like, I'm not applying to the schools you're applying to. Yeah. So then, like, I started separating from a lot of people. So it's kind of crazy. I did have to give up a lot. Like, baseball, it sucked. I like baseball a lot.
Yeah. What position you play?
Shortstop and pitcher.
I was right field.
Right field?
Yeah.
You must have a cannon.
Nah, but it was just interesting because I didn't even know, like, what was going to happen. Or, like, nobody told me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even, like, the older kids that, like, were in the program and shit. Like, you know, nobody really talked about, like, we all just knew, like, all right, you know, we want to go to XYZ High School.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
it seemed like your whole life was kind of just planned out, and it was going to be, like, you was going to be chill, but then you join the program, and your life kind of flips upside down, and you start making new paths. It's kind of crazy.
Because it's, like, I think about it, like, if I didn't go to the program, I wouldn't have gone to my high school,
mm-hmm,
or at least, like, I wouldn't have been exposed to the people that exposed me in that program.
Yeah.
And then... I would have just, you know, been like, all right, I'm just going to stay in New York. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to, like, you know, my aspiration was like Columbia, something like that. But, like, yeah, you know, you all have been here, like, fucking wherever. Like, are you still best friends with, like, the kids from Comfort Bud?
I wouldn't say, like, best friends, but it's, like, whenever we link, it's, like, we pick up where we left off. Yeah. So, I would say we're close.
How do you look back on the program, you know?
It was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah? Yeah. Would
you
regret it? Would you
do
it again?
I would do it again. Yeah. It's hands down, I wouldn't have accomplished what I've accomplished in my life without the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. I credit a lot of my success to the program. I know there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but without that program, they put me on the path.
And was it like, you know, like, was there ever the option to, like, stay in New York City? Like, I know, I didn't go to the day schools and whatnot, but, like, mm-hmm, looking at, like, the specialized high schools and shit, like...
I wanted to go to Brooklyn Tech real bad.
For real?
Yeah, and I took the SHSAT, like, I don't know why, I just... A lot of kids from MS-54, where I went, they went to Brooklyn Tech, so I was like, that's deep, but that's just where people went. Or yeah. Bronx Science, like, one of those two. And so...
Bronx Science got a bunch of Asians.
Bronx Science? Stuyvesant, I hear, is...
No, Bronx Science and Stuyvesant. I mean, all the specialized high schools, yeah, just a bunch of Asians, really.
But yeah, man, it's crazy.
Prep for prep. But Jordan went through it, right?
Jordan did ABC.
ABC?
A Better Chance.
A Better Chance.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah. He's also like Questbridge.
Yeah.
It's Questbridge.
But like still, ABC. Yeah. Wow. It's funny because like there's a bunch of different programs and whatnot.
Yeah.
They all have the same mission. Mm-hmm. And yet like... And I feel like I'm starting to wonder if like most like were there other students like you at Taft?
Yeah.
That came.
There
like,
were people from prep.
Yeah.
That were there. There were
or like a Better Chance or something like that.
There were people from a Better Chance, and a bunch of other programs. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of them are New York specific. Like I haven't really.
I mean, like Noelia's thing was NJC's.
Oh, okay.
And like, you know. Apparently there's another one in Connecticut.
Yeah.
At least like, yeah, but you have like in New York specific ones like Suleiman did the Boys Club or something like that.
I heard of the Boys Club.
Keani did Oliver Scholars.
Yeah, because he also went to boarding school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of like pathways and funnels, but it's also very just like, and then Bowdoin has one for like, you know, Imani, like she did Bowdoin Bound or something,
Bowdoin
or
Bound,
Johari.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's like these educational access programs and shit that are like, you know, better your life.
The
more I talk about it, it's like the more I realize not how fucked up it is, but it's just like, it's crazy how much you had to give up in order to...
To get here?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You had to give up your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
that's 3 years. Whole 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, does Prep and Prep, like, have stuff, like... Like when you're after, like, you know, when you're during high school, you know, preparing you for college and whatnot.
Yeah, it sticks with you for life.
But do they talk more so about the effects of college? Like, oh, you're gonna be in these like hyper wealthy institutions or just race or class break? Like,
this is like an expectation. Like after high school, like you gotta be a little more independent. Like you gotta assume like that's what's gonna happen. Which is, I wish they make efforts to stir conversations towards like being in a place like here,
mm-hmm,
but it's definitely not as much as it was for making the transition from middle school to high school, you know what I mean?
Are you the only Prep 9 person here?
Wow. No, Prep 9, actually. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Because Josh is Prep for Prep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. Damn, I didn't even think about it. Maybe there's a freshman that's a Prep 9 person that I've never met.
Yeah.
But wow, that is kind of crazy to think about.
But it's like, where did the rest of like your friends go to, like, you know, Harvard, UPenn, like?
Yeah. It's Ivy's. Some people are good at the SATs. Yeah. Some people aren't.
Do you think like, you know, that they all went through the same thing that you went through, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of like that transition and stuff, like, damn, how much did that be like, you know, you're just packing up all your shit, you get there, boom, but a Golden Gate, you know, campus, like.
It's scary, man. I still remember my first day, like, it's just scary. It's just, you don't know what to expect, and, you know, it's like the feeling of coming to college is at a younger age.
Yeah.
You don't know what to expect, and you're living on your own, and it's nuts.
So it was like coming here and just like, alright, you know, like, I kind of know what to do.
Yeah, like, imagine just like, yeah, when I came here, it was a lot easier for me to do the transition. When I was over there, I was 14 years old, but I didn't even know how to do laundry. Like, it was crazy.
Damn, how was the food? Like, was it just like...
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they did a good job. When I got to New York, I felt a lot better about the food, but like, it wasn't, it's like here, basically.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you ever like talk about like your experience, at least it's like, when you were in high school, like, did you talk about like, yeah, you know, I went to like a middle school program, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, how did other people like react to like, how you ended up in that place?
It depends who I talk to. Like, if I talk to someone white, that's a different story. Like, they didn't really understand, so.
How was your ex?
Rich.
Talking about international flights.
Wealthy and a lot different from me. We come from very different backgrounds, but you know, things happen. And it was weird though, because she was from Switzerland. And
yeah.
Going out there on like spring break, whatever, it's kind of crazy. Put things in perspective for me.
How's your relationship with your parents, like, you know, like throughout the entire time, knowing that like you were.
It was good. I always tell them like we probably missed out on a lot of fights because I went to boarding school, and that was more of like the positive aspect of our relationship as a result of boarding school. Whereas they never saw me go to prom. They never saw me like chill with girls. They never saw, like, they missed out on a lot as well. So there are positives and negatives too. But we talk about it sometimes. I actually got to head to BSU right now.
Yeah, for sure.
But.
Yeah. Like, it's not like a formal interview, it's really more so just a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks for being the first one.
For sure, bro. I like what you're doing, man.
I just think it's that interesting.
It's so interesting.
And I never got a chance to talk about it except with, like, my friends.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, you know, we're not the only ones. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, there's so many more kids, you know? Whether it be like a different program or a different high school, you know, like, you all would think of like the same shit.
Yeah.
Which is just weird.
But we definitely gotta keep talking about it. And like, one day, I hope one day we can just all sit in a room and just share our experiences and laugh. And just,
yeah.
Like, you know? Because there's a lot of experiences that overlap that we have with each other. So, one day.
We need that, Mongoose.
What happened?
We need to do that, Mongoose.